Hallelujah, Jesus. Prophecy is the spirit of Christ. Christ Jesus is here. The Lord is here. The anointing is here. His grace and his mercy and his truth is here. It's a matter of whether we want it or not. I told Pastor, he kept telling me, you got something. Topic kept saying, but then I remembered, and I don't know how I could have gotten it. Last night I had two visions or two encounters or two somethings. One, I was taken to the well where Jesus met the woman at the well, the Samaritan. It was his, he said, I have need to go there. And he took me by my hand and he took me there in the encounter, whatever it was, vision. And he began to minister to her. And then after that, Anika, he took me to the woman with the issue of blood. And I was thinking, as Pastor was saying, maybe it's just because it's Mother's Day. Jesus will come to you, or you can come to him. Either way, what? You'll get what you need. Today he came to us. Miss Nida, come on. She has something to say. You don't. Oh, okay. Okay. Covering my shirt. Okay, thank you. Just as Jesus went to the well to meet the woman, she didn't know he was coming. When you came here to Prevailing Word this morning, you didn't know he was coming. You didn't know he was coming for you, for you, for you, for me. He came in a real way, y'all. We've got to understand the ways of Christ. Churchdom has duped us. Churchdom and Christianity has caused us to miss Christ. Churchdom has formed him in a way that when he does come, we don't even know him. Churchdom says he come. Lord, I wish I had a tamarind. Churchdom says he come beat that tamarind. Churchdom says he come in a tamarind. Or we don't have a drummer. Churchdom says that the drums got to be beating. That's churchdom. Come on, Mike. You know churchdom. See, we think that's churchdom. We think that's Christ. Oh, that's got to be God. But when he slips on in, and that's what he did today, y'all. He slipped on in. He slipped on by you. Some of us was the woman with the issue of blood. Say, oh, that's him. I'm going to touch to him in his garment. I'm going to get what I need. But he loves us so much that when we don't know and we don't understand, and many of us in churchdom doesn't understand the ways of Christ, he'll come to us. He'll come to us so that we can be changed and healed and delivered. He's cursing the spirit of religion. And he's given us a clear understanding of who he is and how he operates. He passed by us today. And some of us still didn't understand. We're waiting for him to come. Just like the Jews was waiting for him to come. And when he came, Tony, we didn't even know it was him. There's a great ushering in of the anointing of Christ. But we have to desire to be bathed in it. In and desire him. Miracles have taken place in this house today. And we will get testimonies of it. We will hear the manifestation of it. Miracles took place today and is still taking place. Because as you go and tell somebody what you encountered today, like the woman at the well that went to the city and told everybody. Tabitha, tell somebody. Tell somebody I met Christ today. I dare you. I dare you to say, Latrice, I met Christ today. Let me tell you what he did for me. And some of us, including myself, will understand later what has really transpired here. What really happened in this quiet realm. I was talking to somebody yesterday and they said, where we were wasn't quiet and still. It was always a lot of noise. But when we're quiet and still, he'll slip in and he'll bless us. And he'll leave his gifts with us. He'll leave his deliverance. He'll leave his mercy. He'll leave his love and his truth. And we won't even realize how we got it. Some of us didn't even ask for it. But you're going to get it anyway. Because you're in the environment. The environment is going to cause you praise to get it. You're going to get it. He's destined that you get it. We're going to ask, I think, Pastor Mike.
Amen. Praise God. We can't miss this moment. We can't miss this moment. This was not rehearsed. Crystalline was all in everything. Pastor was all in it. But see, this is what we're going to have to get used to. Right? Listen. Look at the title. They didn't even know. They didn't know. It's a different language. It's a cost for what's about to take place or what's happening. As they were saying earlier, it's what's happening. It's going to really change your life for real. Early this morning, God woke me up and he gave me this word. He said, today is Mother's Day. But he said, no, today is Revelation Day. I tell you, I got it written on my paper. Today is Revelation Day. He said, I'm giving out revelation from now on every day to you. And as I was playing the drums, I was trying to keep my peace up there because every note that we were singing, they were singing, it was like, okay, it was just crazy. I said, God, this is what you're doing. This is confirmation. This is confirmation. He said, look, I'm giving out fresh manna every day. It's a different language. 3 weeks ago, Pastor was talking about a different language. And I thought about that thing for the last 3 weeks. And he said, see, what you've been thinking about every day for the last 3 weeks is fresh manna. You see, it was the same word. But it was new every day. He said, because I want to teach you my language so you will understand. See, we've been doing the churchism. We done been doing the church stuff for a long time. So now God is getting us in a place where we are getting detoxed. Well, now we can live in the true kingdom of heaven. Look, you think about the language that Jesus used when he talked to Nicodemus. Most of you guys are familiar with that. When Nicodemus came to him, one of the things that Jesus said, he said that you must be born again in order for you to see the kingdom of heaven. We all heard that story. But did we understand the language? Nicodemus could not understand the language of Jesus. It was a totally different language. God trying to get us not to maintain ourselves or stay on the rim of dealing with the language that we know on the earth. Things that we've been said to us in the earth is not the same language of heaven. But we're still trying to understand the spiritual things in the natural mindset. And then we try to take that natural mindset of things that we know and take it into the kingdom. And that's why we have such a big struggle in the body of Christ. It's two different languages. This morning is a demonstration of what God wants to pull out of us. Pastor, when he got up here and started talking, he did not prepare for a message this morning. But when he got up, did you see the rivers of heaven flow out of him like living water? Why? Because see, it's a different language. It's a different program. Crystalyn did not know that what she was going to get up here and do. She thought she was just going to open up the service. But something else interrupted. And it wasn't just in the house, it was in us. Come on now. Different language. Jesus even said to the Pharisees in John 8:43, he said, look, why you don't understand the language that I'm saying to you? Most of our Christian life, we could never understand. We still say it. I don't understand nothing the Bible's saying when I read it. Why? Because the language is foreign to our natural minds. But what we have down pat is religion. We got the order of service down pat, how it should be performed in heaven. But on the earth, we want to perform it in our own ability, in our own way. Listen, there's a song that we were sung about 3 weeks ago. Rocky, can you sing some of that? Listen to this. Listen to the words.
Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Could y'all please tell me what that means? We sing that song so many times for so many years. How many of you guys in here knew that your heart have eyes? Oh, we're singing it. We sing it all the time. Why we don't know that our heart have eyes? It's because it's a different language, but we've been singing it out of a perspective of our earth-dwelling people versus a heavenly perspective people. When God said, I gave your heart eyes so you can see the unseen, the eternal things that I want to bring to your remembrance of the things or the place that you came from. I gave your heart eyes because the earth don't understand that. So when we've been singing, open up my heart and my eyes, Lord, I want to see you. How can we see him? See, most of us, when we were singing the song, we're thinking about seeing him on the premise of when I die and go to heaven, I will see him. But see, that's our earth-dwelling mentality, and the devil is a liar. That is not what he's saying. He says, open up your eyes of your heart so you can see me now. He that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Your spirit has nothing to do with your natural senses. It's a different language. It's a different language. There is no order of service in the kingdom of heaven. Let me get Galatians. Yeah, look at this. Look at this. Ephesians 1:18. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he is called you the riches of his glory, inheritance of his holy people. That's a different language than what we know in the earth. What Crystalyn was talking about all morning was a different language when she said it with the finances in her school. See, she had to get into the kingdom language to understand how to articulate that in the earth. So I call all things be not in the earth, but from the heaven standpoint, it's life. Even if she don't get to go to school at all. See, because we got that name and claiming, and I'm still going to claim it even though I don't see it. I don't have the money. I heard you, but I'm with you, right? But even if you don't have to go to school, she might have to wait 4 years before she get there. But is she going to stay in the heavenlies in order for that 4 years so God can continue to detox her to get her prepared for those certain people in those 4 years to show up? I'm just saying, being open to what the Spirit's saying and what language is he saying to you. It's a different language. Then I asked the question, I said, okay, so how do we understand this language for real? How do we get this understanding that God, you speaking something and we can comprehend what you're saying? Pastor was saying this one time. See, I'd be sitting there and I'd be eating this stuff. And when I don't have a clue, I said, God, I still want it. God, I still want it. I don't know. I can't do it. I don't understand it. I know I'm falling short of it. But you know what? It got to be a difference. If Abraham had it, I can get it. Moses had it, I can receive it. Now, I didn't know how to get it. I didn't know how to grab it. But only thing I did know, I do know this. I know this. I have to humble myself and say, I don't know anything. And he said, that's right it right there, son. He said, it still comes out of your nothing. And when I hear that word nothing, I get excited when I hear the word nothing. It got to come out of your nothingness. You're not going to understand this type of language, so you can read all 66 books. You can get every translation of the Bible and every concordance. See, I'm not doing that anymore. Come on now. Again, living example, how this man stood up here and gave us life and didn't study for it. Did you get a concordance this morning, sir? Listen, this is in you, not just him, but it's in you. It's in you. This very thing God said, I want to pour out of you because it's already in you. But we're trying to understand it with our humanistic minds, and you're not going to. You're not going to take the things of this earth and put it in heaven. It's not going to happen. But the kingdom of heaven can come here on earth. It can reside inside of us at the same time, different locations. Let me get John, it's already here. Come on, D on it. I'll with you, D. Listen. This is why it has to come out of your nothing. See, through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that was made. That has been made. Nothing. Everything came out of nothing. Why you think God wants us to become nothing? We keep bringing our portfolio to God to show him what we have established. We want to bring our intelligence and say, okay, this is what this supposed to be. This is how God's supposed to operate. And then we get mad in our flesh because your flesh can't understand the things of the Spirit. Let me get Genesis 1. He's not finished with the nothing. Oh, wait. Let's start at verse 2. The earth was a soup of nothingness, a bottomless emptiness, and inkling darkness. God's spirit boarded like a bird above the waters of it. God spoke things out of nothing and called everything that you see into existence. What do you think he can do to you if we become nothing and let him pull out of us what he wants to do versus us just doing church stuff and trying to be intellectual and think we can outthink God with our own minds? It's the language that God, I don't know, so I need to be broken in many pieces so I can understand what you have in order for your kingdom to be on earth. Can I get your nothing? James, come here for a minute. This is us. This is us. Watch this. Earth language. Sir,
what? Back up, sir. Well, wait a minute. Don't walk on me like that. Hold on now.
Listen. You ain't nothing. Your wife ain't nothing. Your kids ain't nothing. You never going to be nothing. And that's how you could be the rest of your life. From this point on, that's who you are. That's the word in the earth. Somebody tell you that, and what you do is you turn around and you go try to figure out how I'm going to become something. So now James is going to go in and get educated. He don't tell me what I can't be. I'm going to go ahead and do this, and I'm going to get me a good job, and I'm going to get me a wife.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to get me a wife, and I'm going to, you know, we're going to do this and do that. So now I'm doing everything in the natural because now you don't told me I ain't nothing. You don't tell me I ain't nothing. I got money. I got a nice car. But in the kingdom of heaven, the different language is when somebody tell you, you ain't no good, you ain't, your wife ain't no good, your kids ain't no good. Man, that's an honor. That's an honor because that means I ain't nothing in the outside of God. So now he can use me the way he wants to. See, I don't have anything to bring to the table. But out of my emptiness, God said, I can allow heaven to come out. Different language. But the other side of that, when I first said that to James, we want to defend our natural senses. We have to defend that I am something. And then we get in our heads, oh, because the school had taught me that I need to have self-esteem. And I have, you ain't got to have nothing but Jesus. Without Christ, so many people out here today in the body of Christ and in this world that has self-esteem and going to hell. We come to church every Sunday and don't even understand nothing that the God is saying to us. We're about to begin to understand the language that God is saying to us every day. I think about this thing. I said, okay, God, so out of my nothingness, now you can breathe life, right? Now you can breathe life. You can breathe life. Now when circumstances or when stress hits me, now I can say, okay, God, I feel the stress. I feel the tension. But he said, you know what? When my son died, and when I raised him from the ground, you rose with him. Yeah, and that's what you said, something like that, didn't you? Yeah, she was saying that, yeah. Us being born again, have a relationship with God, has been resurrected with him. Here's the key, what she was saying. Crystalline was saying, Accept your authority. We can't get our authority right because we're still trying to be on the earth. Let me get Hebrews. With this authority, we have to understand what's about to take place. It was said that we was already empowered to walk in authority. I heard some people getting prayed for, and they were talking about some authority and some power, some things going to transfer. We transformation is happening inside of them. But listen to this. Wherefore, seeing we also are compressed about with this, with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run this race with patience, the race that is set before us. Now go back to one. This messed me up. This messed me up. Why does it say, let us lay aside every weight? That means I have some authority to lay some things down. In the earth, we always want to get in a situation, then we want to pray and ask God to help us out of it. He said, no, I'm giving you the authority to do it. See, I could take off my jacket at some point here. I could take my jacket off because it's a weight. It got a little weight to it. And I could recall running a race. Even my brother used to run. He used to race people in the neighborhood as we was kids. And he used to run up and down the street, racing guys one at a time. Walk back up, race the next guy. Walk back up. I said, he's pretty fast. And I said, I got to be fast too. So then I began to run, and I started beating people in racing. And then I said, okay, I'm pretty fast too. Until I met a guy that could run faster than I could. But then, something on the inside of me, I was little, said, take your shoes off. It said, take your shoes off. Now you race them. God said, get rid of all the weight. See, when you take your shoes off, you can run a little faster because, see, that got a little weight to it. See, God said, I gave you the authority to take off the weight of the jacket, and I gave you the authority already to take off the shoes. So only thing we got to stop doing is saying, God, help me to take off this coat. Help me take off my shoes. He said, no, I already gave you authority from the language that I have already given you. See, look. Let us lay aside every weight. Not only that, and sin. I said, wait a minute. He said, see, you got to understand my language. My son already died for your sins. Why are you still trying to get yourself right with your sin? It's already been done, right? So look, so for the last 3 weeks, people have been coming to me, and they've been saying some things like, okay, so I'm going to give you as a gift this pocketbook or this bag, right? That's the gift. And you turn around and give it to Robert, right? Now I'm mad. I'm mad because I gave it to her. How dare she give it to you? So now I'm picking up a weight. Right? I'm picking up a weight because now I'm upset because you done did something that I was trying to bless you. So now because I'm upset, here come the sin. Who Miss Bunda thinks she is after I done done gave her. You know, listen, we don't talk to her because you know what? She always doing that.
Always.
I'm trying to be a blessing. You know, some people just ungrateful. Right? Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my brother. Praise the Lord, my. Bless your heart so good. Look, so now I'm in a sinful nature. Now I don't put on the weight, but then I'm going to go on and years and sitting in the churchism, and I'm going to have these grudges, and I'm going to keep going, oh, God, I'm going to go to the altar. Oh, God. He said, no, take the weight off because, look, if I'm going to give you the bag, I shouldn't care what you do with it afterwards. It's not my business. I keep from sinning. I don't have to sin because I ain't worried about what I done. See, now I can lay that weight aside and keep going because I gave it from the spirit of heaven and I understand the language that he said, what is the Jesus said, I didn't come to be served. I come to serve. Why? He said, let the greatest amongst you be the servant. See, that's a different language for me to give her something and still want something back in return because I want you to honor me because I gave you something. It's just like, let me see my car right quick. And then God showed me, I said, man, he said, the language of the earth is we have racing, right? This guy was trying to win. He had to race somebody else. So he tried to get across the finish line to say he the champ. I won. Right? Earthly language. Why are we still trying to win? When our language already told us we already won. He just told us, run this race with patience and do it to the end. He don't care about you winning. He said endure to the end. See, now, he done gave us a parachute to slow us down. See, then I said, oh, the parachute is slowing the car down, stopping the car. He said, no. The parachute is to slow it down. The brakes is to stop it. See, that keeps the car from turning over when you hit the brakes so hard. See, so it keep it balanced. So, look, see, he said, that's what's wrong with the church. We're going into the religion thing, like y'all were saying. That's you. It's you. Okay. So when you was talking about how the churchism, that's what you call it, the churchism, is screwed up, right? He said, that's the problem with the church. He said, we're going somewhere, but we're going slow. Because we got our parachute on every time we're trying to move forward. This is why we've been in the church for so long and we're not getting an understanding of what the things of heaven because we still have a parachute to slow us down in the kingdom. We got to get rid of the parachute and allow us to go forward. So God said, I want to let heaven flow without any parachute. That's the way, James. Amen. Let go. The weight is stop letting God be in a box in our life. Let him allow you to become nothing. You got to get used to this because this is going to happen. So this is going to happen. This is going to be happening over and over and over. Why? Because God is looking for some people that's willing to sell out for him. He got big tires, little wheels. He got his hat on, his helmet. And God said, only thing I need you to do is bring your sword. And he's going to do the rest. See, he's going to empower you to how to handle these situations. And when you don't understand it, this is what's happening now in this house. Even on Saturday, even through what you were saying about Friday, right? We got together and the spirit broke open. But even on Saturdays, when we come to early morning prayer on Saturdays, look, we can be tired. You know, I'm being beat up all week long and all of this stuff. But as soon as you get in that circle, oh, my goodness, it's become a different language. Everybody start getting different revelations. Everybody begin getting heavenly impartations. Why? Because God said now, yeah, because you're desperate for me. That you done did all of that all week, but you pressed your way to come. Your reasonable service. Don't miss the moment. Because the moment is eternal. Life is going to be eternal regardless of what you do and how you do it. Lay aside every weight and sin. So you'll begin to understand how it is for real to let your eyes really see him high and lifted up. Right? Isaiah don't got nothing on us. No. See, he said it in the Old Testament. But why is it in the New Testament? Look, it was so powerful. This is what I'm talking about, Revelation. Paul, he prayed. And then he said, after he prayed, he said, I pray that your heart be enlightened, right? You see how quickly the revelation changed in him? When I pray for you, I'm praying, Father God, I thank you for her, Rocky. I thank you for her love. I thank you for what you're doing, God. But when you get revelation, you start saying stuff like that. God, I pray that the eyes to be enlightened to everything about you. That's revelation. That done went beyond the book of Revelation. Now, even with the book of Revelation, most of us don't even want to read it because we don't understand it and we think it's a filled book. But it says in there, blessed is he that readeth. Different language. Everybody told you it was a filled book, so we stay away from it. But now, if you understand the other language from heaven, it said, blessed is he that readeth this. You just blessed just by reading it. What more can you ask for in this other language from this kingdom? Open my heart of my eyes, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, that I will see you. There was an impartation so rich in his house this morning. Let's gravitate to it. Let's humble ourselves before him to receive everything that he's going to pull out of us. And let it be simple. It could be simple. The things that you say, the things that we do, it could take 3 minutes. But it could have the anointing on it that breaks the yoke. Now, we tease each other all the time, talk about how messed up we are. It's a scary thing to stand up here and have to bring this word. But it's a delight that God chosen someone like myself to stand at this position. It humbles you. The Christ in you is the hope of glory. Chrislyn? Yeah, I think he wants you to do the announcement and the offering. Nah, see? Be ye also ready. That's the other language. No.
I said, certainly not me again. Oh, it really, when Pastor Michael started talking about those shoes and lay aside the weight, but we don't want our feet to get dirty. We don't want our feet to hurt. And we like our shoes. Some of us got fancy shoes. We don't want to take our shoes off. But God is saying, lay that weight aside. So may we do that today and every day after.
Amen. We're going to all go to another realm together. I'm talking about a whole nother realm. That's beyond what we can ask or think. Pastor Mike told you wonderfully. I don't know how you get better than that. He made the world out of nothingness. That's, you know, when we're talking Genesis, we're talking God's pattern. This is, I'm never going to escape the law of Genesis.
Yeah.
If I made the world out of nothingness,
yeah,
whatever's got to come to your life, it's got to be out of nothingness. There's just no difference in that. That's why it's in Genesis, as a matter of fact. The writer didn't have to put that in there. The Holy Ghost made sure it was in there that we could get this. You see how slow we are? Because like you said, if you tell people nothingness, you get offended. Now I'm something, and then you can start to fighting against that. And you get worse than you were before. That's the eternal law. Jesus. I have to develop nothingness in you before I can develop something in you.
Yes.
We got to get that. I remember reading that at first about nothingness. I said, this writer's crazy. I think it was Murray. I think it was Andrew Murray. I threw him away. Kareem, can you come up? It's the eternal law. It don't sound right to the mind. It's a different language. It doesn't sound right to the natural mind. But the natural man can't receive these things of God. So so much is going through me. So, but I'll just say it like this. Pastor Jerry said this. We have to leave the old churchism. Because this is why it's so important that she stood up here. We might have thought this was a mundane time, Sunday morning, nothing was happening. Why don't they do the Mother's Day message? Why don't they stop? Why don't we do it that way? Because that's the way of churchism. And should God's been speaking to us all today.
All day.
I mean, the Holy Ghost. While Chris was speaking something, me and Mike, before he came out, we were preaching to each other. You know, we got to learn how to get out of it. We got to get out of it. And so I could tell you the Holy Ghost was trying to minister to us today. It's just not going to be with all the bells and whistles and stuff. You know, we got to be taught a different way from a different language. And that takes a breaking down of our old process so that we can receive something higher. That lady, who can speak to her like that? Who can speak to her like that on a Sunday morning? See, most Sunday mornings we hear a message. We say it was good. A day later, we don't remember anything. You think she'll ever forget that?
No.
It's a different way of communication on a higher level that only the Holy Ghost can be involved in and do. And, you know, if we get tired or if we get patient or we get impatient or we get frustrated, well, just check yourself. Grab yourself. Look, put your shoes off or something. You don't know what's in store for you on a day like today that God's going to do it his way. And, oh, by the way, if we want to do it another way, he'll say, okay, I'll just wait for y'all to do it mine. So we can go to our grave loving God but never get elevated. Never get elevated. Do the same old thing over and over again, year after year, decade after decade. We still love God. We still save, but we never get elevated. This is a different language. We have to die to self and come to nothingness. If we're going to learn something, God's teaching that lady. See, he's doing it. You know, we come up here with a lesson out of the Bible. It wouldn't have taught her like that. Are you listening to me? It transforms us.
I just wanted to read this. Miss Treva texts this to the intercessory team at 8:44 this morning. This day is like no other day. Today, watch what I will do. Expect, expect.
Expect. Just recap it all. Pastor Joy said this about crystalline. The spirit of prophecy is the seed of Christ. That's the seed of Christ. Here's Christ speaking to us. But no, we want sermon. Can you understand? It wasn't music. Y'all want to? Yeah. Are y'all listening to me? Here's his Holy Spirit's particular love for us. I don't care what tradition said. I'm going to try my best to lift you up. I don't care what tradition said. I don't care what day we named it. You know, thank God for the mothers. I'm not trying to, you know. But you know, we have a spiritual mother. The Jerusalem is above is the mother of us all. That's what even Galatians 4 says. Read it, 4:26. In other words, the spiritual is going to come first. Remember what Jesus said this, Pastor Jerry? He said, don't call no man on earth your father, because your real father is a spiritual dad. Like it was at the beginning, that we can't find our way back to. Look, Kareem going to find it, though.
Yes, he is.
James, come hold my arm. We got to be examples to the flock. We got to lift up spiritually. If we don't lift up spiritually, nothing's going to happen. You're going to cry over the same problems 10 years from now. If we can't get you out of the boat and into the spirit, you're going to cry over the same problem. And that's what the Holy Ghost is trying to articulate to us today. We don't need the entertainment. What you need is some spiritual uplift to your faith. And watch your faith work. You can see things in the third heaven if your eyes come open, but your faith has to uplift. You can see. Paul wasn't the only one that could go to the third heaven and see things that men that he couldn't utter. That's for you and me. But you know, life keeps dealing you blows, and every time it deals you a blow, you go down further. You go down further. And so every time I talk to you, this happened and that happened, this happened. Well, you know, all that happened was for you to go up higher. And then you start laughing at what comes happening because I know what's going to happen next. You know, I'm going to get uplifted. Stay with me. Just stay with me in it. We can climb to the highest heights. Just stay with me in it. You know. Praise God. Holy Spirit is something. Father, we thank you for the grace of having us on this house. And here's what's going through my mind. Just like the space program choose astronauts to send them to out of this world, they pick them. God said, I'm picking everyone in here for the shuttle program or whatever it is, you know. Get off the earth. Get off the earth's boundary. Get out of the earth's boundary. You got to get out of the earth's boundary. Okay. I'm just using it as an example. You got to get out of the earth's boundary, right? So you can go to 1,000 churches, and they got some good stuff, but if they're still earthly, that's all they're going to be, because you can't get out of earth boundary from anybody who hasn't been there already and can show you the way out. Jesus, show us the way out. Jesus, pick some folks to show us the way out. I tell you, I just don't read behind people. They got some good, nice little sentimental messages, but if they're still on the earth, God's purpose for us is to go higher than this earth, to escape this world and move into another plane. And we have to become nothing. As Pastor Cheryl, come on, close out in prayer. Thank you, James.
I was sitting here thinking that God only gave me 4 words this morning, and he said that we were summons, the way to glory, fire, and then revelations. And so those are the closing words here today, that we were summons, the way to glory came, fire, and then revelations. And God, we just thank you for all 4. As we leave this place, we leave in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.